This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. I'm running late to work again. Anyway, you don't care about that. All right. I saw a new show. It's called The Lottery. It's weird because it comes from what I would consider a pretty unlikely source for a genre show, and that is the Lifetime Network. Now, most people know the Lifetime Network from their movies. It's supposed to be a network that gears itself more towards the ladies. That sounded so creepy. but it's supposed to be women-oriented programming, mostly. And like I said, they're known for their TV movies, which takes a lot of actors and actresses from the late 80s, early 90s, and puts them in these really melodramatic movies. It doesn't matter what kind of movie it is. It's usually pretty melodramatic. Even the comedies are melodramatic, you know. So, a lot of the people who were stars on shows like Beverly Hills 90210 or Melrose Place, they usually have a pretty steady work. All right, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just pointing out those are usually the stars of the show, of their movies, I should say. Every now and then they'll have original TV shows, and once again they're usually geared towards the ladies. I said that a lot less creepy that time. For example, I think their most successful one was Army Wives. I think that did like four or five seasons, and it dealt with, you know, women who were married to soldiers, as well as a female soldier who came home. I remember I watched like the first part of the first season, and I think it just got lost in the shuffle. That's why I just never went back. But the way I understand it is that it went from being like a drama to being like really, really different from what it turned out to be. I want to say extremely soap operatic, but I'm not 100% positive. Like I said, I didn't watch the last few seasons. And the only other one that I can remember was a cop show starring Allie Walker as the protector. She was a homicide police who also was a mother of two or three, I can't remember. But it was about, you know, juggling lifestyle with work. It was a pretty decent show. It lasted a season before it got canceled. But this one, you know, somebody said here, we're going to have a genre show on Lifetime. This is not what I would have expected, you know. I don't really know what I would have expected, but it wasn't this. It's billed as a post-apocalyptic world. And the apocalypse comes in the form of infertility. This is a place where, what did they say, in 2016, the birth rate plummeted. And then by a certain year, I can't remember what it is now, there were only 6 children born in the entire world. You know, so something happened, and it happened really quick. And this show revolves around the fact that a scientist is able to get 100 eggs fertilized, you know, and they're going to be, those 100 eggs are now going to be given in a national lottery. Because all this happens in America. I think that the infertility is worldwide, but this part, this lottery only happens in America. So 100 women are going to be able to be impregnated with those eggs, and they will be able to have babies. At least that's the premise so far. And the scientist is one of those types that doesn't like to play by the rules. And when a government agency who funded her science decides to place her with people that they can control a little better, she wants to find the egg donors and sperm donors and try to figure out why, what makes them so special. And while that's going on, there's another subplot. Another plot, I should say, not really a subplot, that deals with the one of the last 6 children born. And the government is trying to get a hold of him because, you know, he's like one of the kids who's the future. And so the father is going through a lot of almost like a custody battle against the against the federal government for his son. So finally he just kidnaps him. So you've got that going on. And of course, this one of the viable sperm donors just happens to be the father of the last 6, which that seems to make sense. And that's how I'm so stupid. And while that's going on, then you have all of the political stuff going on. The president is trying to react to putting together this lottery, and it's really a good show. And I didn't know what to expect. I saw something called The Lottery. I said, yeah, I'll check it out. But by the end of the show, I was pretty hooked. It's really entertaining. It kind of reminds me, and probably a lot of people just hearing the synopsis, of the movie Children of Earth. Children of Men. I think Children of Earth, that was a Torchwood thing. But Children of Men with Clive Owens. And I want to say Julianne Moore. Where there's, once again, rampant infertility until there's one girl who ends up being pregnant. And he has to protect her. I did not like that movie. I fell asleep on that movie twice. The first time I watched it, I fell asleep. And I was like, oh, okay, let me try again. And I watched it from the beginning, and then I fell asleep again. And then the last time I just said, forget it, I'm just going to watch from this point. And then I finished watching it. There's some people I know who say it's one of their favorite movies. It just didn't work for me. And I'll tell you exactly why it didn't work for me. I found it extremely hard to believe that you can go from, say it again, rampant infertility to putting people in concentration type camps, okay? It just seemed like really far-fetched and didn't explain how that happened. just like, oh, yeah, we're driving through. This is what's going on. And here are these people in these camps. And it just, that just rang false to me. And I didn't like that. Watching the lottery, and I can totally see how they can get from point A to point B now, right? There was a protest in this episode, the first episode, because there are people who wanted answers on, you know, why were these people infertile? And even after all this time, they were doing experiments, trying to figure it out. And so there were a lot of people who were rightfully concerned, you know. And the response of the government was to bring out the police, the riot police, to stop, you know, these potential riots. And so I can now see how it can get from there to the camps and children of men. I can see that. I can see somebody saying, look, these people are restless. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to bring out, we're going to have to put these troublemakers somewhere. And so while we didn't see the protests and the violence in the beginning, I can see now that, all right, these people could be thrown in these things. So I'm going to probably give Children of Men another chance to watch the whole way through without this nagging, that could never happen going on in my head. But for the lottery, I'm really enjoying it. Oh, there was also this other part that also told me how a lot of people could end up in these camps. And if my voice sounds weird, I'm really sorry. Like I said, I'm trying to drive, and I don't want to, you know, get in trouble with the police. But one of the characters was thrown in jail for selling fake fertility pills. You know, and that's something that has a very, very stiff penalty. I can see that happening. I can see that sort of behavior being criminalized to the, not the extreme, but to the furthest extent. And yeah, I can understand why a lot of those people were also being in jail, because whenever there is a crisis of any sort, there's always somebody that sees it as an opportunity to make money, to separate desperate people from their money. Ticks. But anyway, I like it. Like I said, I'm really surprised it came from Showtime. I can see why, though. You know, because infertility is something that affects a lot of people. And the way I understand it is that despite if it's a how can I put this? Whether or not it's a biological thing on either the male reproductive side or the female reproductive side, a lot of the guilt gets put on the woman. I'm trying to be diplomatic because I know several couples who had or are having infertility issues, and I don't know if any of them listen to this, but why not? Why not, like I said, be diplomatic? There's somebody I'm very close to who was having issues. And she told me that she felt guilty that she could not give her husband a baby. But then she met somebody else. And within within 2 months, she was pregnant. So that doesn't work for everybody, obviously, but it worked in her case, you know? So I'm going to change the subject because this is making me feel uncomfortable now. You're making me feel uncomfortable doing this podcast, and I don't appreciate that. That said, if you get a chance to check out the lottery, by all means, do so. It's really well done. Marley Shelton, who was the, I believe, the girl from Bubble Boy, horrible movie. She's the scientist, and Martin Donovan is like a government guy who helped fund her research. And if you don't know who Martin Donovan is, he is he's part of one of the greatest scenes in all of cinematic history. It's the Cool Thing scene from Simple Men by Hal Hartley. Go to YouTube, just type in Cool Thing, cool with a K, Simple Men, and just watch. It's just one of my all-time favorite scenes. It has nothing to do with science fiction, but it is just an excellent scene. Anyway, I'm fine at work. Thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode.